Okay, let's pick up the Mishnah and Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Mishnah writes, "Kol atzlamim asurin mipnei shehin avadim pamachas b'shana." All images, all statues, let's say, are prohibited because they are worshipped one time a year. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. When we say that they are asur, so Rashi tells us right away, asurin means that they are asur b'hana'ah. You're not allowed to get any benefit from these statues. The Chachamim omrim eino asur ela kol sheyesh b'yado mako o tzibur o kader. The Chachamim say, actually, no, it's not all tzlamim that are asur. It's very specific kinds of tzlamim. It's tzlamim that are holding on to a makel, a stick, a staff of some sort, a tzibur or a bird, or some sort of a kader, a ball, a sphere of some sort. Rav Shimon Galil omer, so Rav Shimon Galil says, actually, no, it's not if the statue is holding one of those three things, it's if the statue is holding anything. Okay, so that's the three with machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah. What kind of statues are do we presume to be usher? Now, according to Meir, it's any statue. The Chacham say it's a statue that is holding onto a makel, a tzibur, a kader. Or Rav Shimon Galil says it's a statue that's holding anything. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Eden avadim pamachas b'shana, my time at Rabbanan. Wait a second. Rameir is telling us that all tzlamim are aser because they're worshipped one time a year. But if they're worshipped one time a year, then why exactly would the Chacham say that the only thing that's aser is a statue that's holding onto a makel, a tzibur, a kader? If the statue was worshipped, it was worshipped. The Chacham don't seem to be arguing about whether it was worshipped. The Mishnah doesn't say that the Chacham responds to Rameir by saying that, you know, that's not true. The only things that are worshipped are the following three things. The Chacham say, no, the only things that are usher are the following three things. So what's going on over here? How could it possibly be that the statue, if it's true that such a statue is worshipped, that any statue is worshipped once a year, then how could the Chacham say that the only thing that's usher is kol sheyesh b'yado makel tzibur kader? So says the Gemara, Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr Rav Yochanan, b'mekom asher Meir hayu ovdin osa pamachas b'shana. So in Meir's locale, they would worship that statue or the statues that they had once a year. For a Meir the Chayish l'miyuta, Gazer Sharmakomos, Atu Osamakomos. For a Meir who's concerned about the minority, he says we have to make a gezera on all other places where we find a statue, out of concern for the place, for a Meir's locale, where they actually worshipped once a year. For a banan, now the Chum disagree with Rav Meir about how far you have to be choshesh, and they say they are not choshesh, they're not concerned about a minority. They did not make a gezerah on any other place out of concern for Rav Meir's locale. Fine. Amr Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Be'andarti Shamalachim Sheninu. So Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, the way that Rashi understands it, is that Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel is qualifying Rav Meir's point. Rav Meir had said in the mission that Kol Atzlam are Aser. So Shmuel says, well, that's specifically Be'andarti Shamalachim. Andarti Shamalachim, Rashi explains, is that when the king would die, they would make a statue in commemoration of the king, and they would erect it usually by the entrance of the city or something like that. So that's where Rav Meir says that such a statue, you have to be concerned that they worship it. Now, Amar Rabbi Rabbanan Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Rabbanan quotes from Rav Yochanan, Uba Omdin Al Pesach Medina Shininu, or the way the Rashi has it is Bit Omdin Al Pesach Medina Shininu. Again, qualifying, the way the Rashi understands it, qualifying Rav Meir's point that it's specifically when the statue is standing at the entrance of the Medina, of the country, of the city, that's where we have this point that we're nervous that they worshipped it, and that's where Meir has his concern. Amar Rabba, Machlokas Peshul Kfarim. Now, Rabba comes along, he says, you should know that this Machlokas between Meir and the Chachamim is only with respect to Kfarim, to villages. But if it would come to cities, so then they would be permitted. My taima, what's the reason for that? Lenoi avdilahu, because they make these statues for beautification. In other words, when we're dealing with the little villages, that's where there's a machlokas. That's where Rav Meir would say that kol atzlamim are aser, and the Chacham would say no. The only thing that's aser is kol sheyesh b'yado makel tzibur kader. But when we're coming to Krachim, so Krachim, the statues that they make there are only for beautification, but they're not for avodah zarah. So says the Gemara, wait a second. For when it comes to Kfarim, is there any opinion who would say that they're making the statues for Noi? In other words, if you're telling me that according to the Chachamim, they say, Eino Azra Ela Kosh Yeshbe Makal O Tzibur Kader, what's the reason that the Chachamim are Makal? Presumably because they'll that the statues in the Kfarim are not for Avodah Zarah, they're only for Lenoi. So, but is that true? The Kfarim Vadalim of Lechinuga Avdi Lehu. Kfarim, these little villages, they don't have such a big budget. They're not going to be making statues for the purpose of Noi. They're only going to be making statues for the purpose of Avodah Zarah worship. So who could possibly say that the statues in the villages are going to be permitted? Ela Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. So rather, this is really what Rabba said. Amar Rabba, Machlokas B'shal Krachim. The Machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is with respect to Krachim, to the cities. Avol B'shal Kfarim, but when it comes to the villages, Devir Kol Asurim. Everyone would agree, even the Chacham would agree, that any statue that you find in the villages is going to be a problem. But because that in the villages, they definitely made those statues for the purpose of Avodah Zarah worship. The only question is when we're dealing with a krach. In a krach, it could be that they have a bigger budget, let's say, so they could erect, they could create these statues that are lenoit, that are not necessarily for Avodah Zarah worship. So Meir says, call it Slomim or Aser in such a case. Even in the Krachim, and Remeir and the Chacham say, no, in the Krachim, they're not all going to be Usher. It's only Kol Sheyesh Biyado Makal Tzibur Okader. Okay, that's the simple understanding of the Mishnah, of the Gemara. So, says the Gemara, now, we said in the Mishnah that according to the Chacham, the only thing that's Usher is Kol Sheyesh Biyado Makal Tzibur Okader. So, says the Gemara, Makal, what does the makel indicate? Sheroda es atzmo tachas kol olam kulo kemakel, that it rules itself beneath the whole world like a makel. And this is the Gemara's derogatory way of referring to the Avodah Zarah. In other words, what the Gemara is really trying to say is that the statues is supposed to reflect that this Avodah Zarah rules the whole world. Except the way the Gemara refers to it, instead of saying that it rules the whole world, it rules itself, right? Sheroda is atzmo, beneath the whole world. Okay, either way, but that's what the staff is supposed to indicate, that it's supposed to reflect its power, its dominion. Tzipor, what about when we said that according to the Chachamim, that if it's holding a bird, so Tzipor shetofes es atzmo, kachas kolam kulo k'tzipor, again, that it's holding, and we're using derogatory language here again, it's holding itself beneath the whole world like a bird. In other words, that it's supposed to reflect its dominion, that it controls the whole world, it holds the whole world, controls the whole world like a bird. Okay. Kader shetofes is atzmo tachas kolam kulo kader. We said in the Mishnah that if it's holding this ball, that's also that it's supposed to be like it's holding the whole world like a ball in its hand. So Tana hosifu alein saif atara betabas. So the Braisa, they added on a few more items to the list of problematic statues. If the statue is holding a sword or a crown or a ring, what are these things supposed to reflect? So now, clearly, it was the Braisa added on to the Mishnah. So, Sayif, Meikar, Savar, Listim, Ba'alma, Ulubsov, Savar, Shorig, Azatzu, Tachos, Golem, Kulo. Originally, they thought that if there's a statue holding a sword, that doesn't necessarily indicate that it's an Avodah Zarah, that doesn't indicate, dominion, because originally they thought that a sword maybe just reflects that the statue is supposed to be an image of Listim, of a bandit of some sort. Ultimately, though, they thought shahoragazatz v'dachas kolam kulu, that it's able to take over, to conquer, to kill the whole world. Atara, what about if it's holding a crown? Mikar sever gedil kalili ba'ama. So originally they thought that this was some sort of maybe a craft of some sort, and that's what it's supposed to reflect. But then lubsof sever katara lemelech, and then ultimately they thought no, it's supposed to look like the crown for a king, and that's what it's supposed to reflect. Tabas, what about a ring? Mekars over ishtayama ba'ama. Originally they thought that maybe it's just the person who's dispatched, who's carrying the signet of whoever sent him. Ulubsof, sover shechosim esatz v'tachas kolam gulo lemisa. And then ultimately they changed their minds. They thought that what it meant is that it's reflecting the person who's able to seal the fate of anybody in the world. That's what the ring is supposed to reflect. Okay. And so that's why they added on the Braisa a list of three more items that when you see statues containing these three things, those statues are problematic. So now what we said in the Mishnah is that Rav Shmuel Galil says if the statue is holding anything, it's going to be a problem. So it says the Gemara Tana afilu tzoror afilu kisim, that the Tana teaches us even a tzoror, even a kisim, even if it's holding a pebble or a twig of some sort, that also is supposed to reflect its dominion. So by Rav Ashi had the following chakira. Tavas b'yotzoa ma. What is the story if the statue is holding on to tzoa, if it's holding on to refuse? Miam rinan. Do we say that this is supposed to reflect the idea that everything is so nothing in its eyes, as far as the statue, as far as this Avodah Zarah is concerned, that it's supposed to be like anything in the world is like tzawa to the statue, so it's again reflecting dominion. Odilma, excuse me, hu miu or hu ihu, hu nihu de zil ba'ape kuliyama kitzawa. Maybe then no, it's the opposite, that the whole world considers this person like tzoa, and that's why it's supposed to be that the only thing, you know, that's that this person is, that this statue is supposed to be the a person who's, you know, who's low. So teku. So that's we leave it. We throw up our hands in the air. Okay. So either way, what do we see over here in this Gemara? We start off with three machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah. What kinds of tzolom? What kinds of statues of images are going to be a problem? According to Rav Meir, it's anything that's any tzelem. According to the Chachamim, it's a tzelem that's holding onto a makel tzibur gadol. And according to Shmuel, it's a tzelem that's holding anything. The Gemara starts off by telling you that the idea over here behind Rav Meir is that Rav Meir is saying that any tzelem anywhere in the world is going to be a problem, out of concern for the concern for Meir's locale. The Chachamim are not choshish for the mitzvah, so they say no, it's not any tzelem in the world that's going to be a problem. Shmuel qualifies that we're talking about specifically about Darti Shemalachim, the statue that's made out of commemoration for the king. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's specifically in the statues erected at the entrance of the city. And Rabbi explains that this machlokas is specifically when it comes to Krachim. That's where the Chachamim are makel, but if it be coming to Kfarim, then there's nothing to talk about. Everyone will hold that it's Aser. We go on to explain what the staff is supposed to reflect, what the tzipor is supposed to reflect. We have a braisa that adds on if a statue is holding on to a sword or a crown or a ring, what we originally thought, what we ultimately thought. And then we end off with Rav Ashi's chakira within Rav Shimon Galil's opinion that if the statue is holding anything, it's a problem. So Rav Ashi says, what about if it's holding on to tzoa? And we leave that off as a takeaway. Okay.